Harper Audio presents The Jewel by Amy Ewing, performed by Aaron Spencer. Chapter 1. Today is my last day as Violet Lasting. The streets of the marsh are quiet this early in the morning, just the plodding steps of a donkey and the clinking of glass bottles as a milk cart rolls by. I throw off my sheets and slip on my bathrobe over my nightdress. The robe is a hand-me-down for my mother, dark blue and worn at the elbows. It used to be huge on me, the sleeves hanging past my fingertips, the hem dragging on the floor. I've grown into it over the past few years. It fits me now the way it used to fit her. I love it. It's one of the few items I was allowed to bring with me to Southgate. I was lucky to be able to bring as many as I did. The other three holding facilities are stricter about personal items. Northgate doesn't allow them at all. I press my face against the wrought iron bars on my window. They are arched and curl into the shape of roses, as if by making a pretty pattern, they can pretend they're something they're not. The dirt streets of the marsh glow dull gold in the early morning light. I can almost imagine they're made of something regal. The streets are what give the marsh its name. All the stone and concrete and asphalt went to the wealthier circles of the city, so the marsh was left with a thick brown mud that smells briny and sulfuric. Nerves flutter like tiny wings in my chest. I will get to see my family today, for the first time in 4 years. My mother, and Ochre, and little Hazel. She's probably not so little anymore.